Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We now have Tom Paulsiewicz with us for the remainder of the show, as well as each and every one of you. Tom, of course, was a very regular contributor on my program. He's run for Congress twice in Waukesha County. He lost, but each race, he made significant inroads into what used to be a ruby red county. It's not anymore. In fact, those particular pockets of Waukesha County were one of the only areas in the state of Wisconsin that actually drifted blue in the last election cycle, which tells you a little bit what's going on here. Tommy, here's my thesis. I think that we saw that drift in those pockets of Waukesha County. In other words, a drift towards Kamala Harris, a drift blue, when almost everywhere else in the state went further, more right, when compared to the 2020 election. I think they did that we see that for a couple of reasons. But one of them I've always thought is that good faith conservatives and Republicans don't like the Donald Trump terror of tariffs and the flippity-floppity. And they don't like what is obvious to anyone if you just take off the rose-colored glasses, and that's Donald Trump's monetization of the presidency for him and his buddies, the literally out loud corruption. They know that that's really bad for our system. And I think also January 6th, that, you know, when you hook people up to the truth machine, right, you ask them what happened on January 6th, you can't deny what your own eyes have seen, right? I think those three things had meaning for folks in the congressional district and beyond that you ran in before. Do you think the corruption is as big of a piece of it as I might think it may be?
I think it's part of it. I think it's a bigger picture, though, at least to me. I think people, one, especially in Waukesha County, and I live in Brookfield, I think integrity is key. I think competency is key, and they actually want to see people who work across the aisle and get things done. And Donald Trump is not any of those three. So I think there's a lot of people, especially on the Republican side, who've been saying we just can't vote there, and have either not voted or, in a lot of instances, voted for Democrats, especially here in the Brookfield area. I mean, our neighborhood right now, I would say, is probably tipping over 50-50 at this point. And I think it's one of those things that if you look across what's happening in the entire country, those three things, right? Integrity, competency, and just wanting to make sure you work across the aisle to solve things becomes more and more important. And I think we're going to see that in the next election.
It's really a moment. And I thought it was a moment back in November when I saw it was the one sort of, oh, wow, but those Waukesha folks, maybe they are wanting to see the truth for what it is. We got a comment from Connie from Madison on our text line. Maggie mentioned how somebody made nearly $200 million in a short time. Obviously, my thesis is they got tipped off that Donald Trump was going to put 100% tariff on all goods from China that is in addition to pre-existing tariffs. They ended up shorting basically the markets overall and some specific investments. They made $192 million. I know there's been social media chatter that it is Barron Trump. That's unconfirmed. I don't know if it ever can be confirmed. Sometimes you can tell who's running certain crypto accounts simply if you swim in those waters a long time, because you end up knowing the financial press report on X, Y, and Z known. Typically, institutional investor is doing something in crypto, and so they can tie out the accounts, but those are unconfirmed accounts. It could be Barron, it could be Eric, it could be Don Jr., it could be Donald himself, who knows? Or it could be Putin or anybody else that Donald Trump decides to give a little heads up to. That's part of the problem. And the interesting thing is, on these China tariffs, Donald Trump was flip-flopping before the end, before the clock struck midnight over the weekend, the end of the weekend, to back off of the stance that he took on Friday. He posted this yesterday on Truth Social. Don't worry about China. It'll all be fine. Highly respected President Xi just had a bad moment. He doesn't want depression for his country, and neither do I. The USA wants to help China, not hurt it. What? You just can't take
enough for a taco.
It's good. That counts as a taco Trump right there. That is a taco Trump. And the Chinese Commerce Ministry, we do not want a tariff war, but we are not afraid of one. If the U.S. side obstinately insists on its practice, China will be sure to resolutely take corresponding measures to safeguard its legitimate rights and interests, including rare earth elements, which China has a lot of that we don't have much of at all. Those are used in laptops, all EVs, jet engines, military technologies, radar systems. It goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
It's pretty shocking. It's pretty shocking. And all of that, I think, may have drowned out what was an even more egregious taco Trump about the nation of Qatar. We've got some sound on this, but I want to take care of some folks on the phone lines. If you want to join Tom Paulswitz and I, it is Monday Sound Off. You can talk about whatever you want. Tom and I will follow you wherever your heart may lead us. 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Jeannie from Eau Claire, how are you? What you got for us?
Well, great show as usual. I love all the guests that you have. Outstanding. I'm glad you brought up Qatar, because I've been watching live all the things going on, and it's like, how can people not be concerned and not want a clean house here? But anyhow, this Qatar airport in Idaho, something about that came over, and I thought, what in the you-know-what H-E-double toothpick is going on here? I mean, you know, buddies with Putin, not doing anything to help, you know, the people over there who are getting bombed there almost every day. And, you know, all the things he's involved in except for the United States. Oh, that's right. He's involved. He's beating on the people. He's taking away their health care, food, anything he can, you know. So I hope people really look as he goes for that peace prize of how in the devil they're being treated every day by the guy that's supposed to be caring about them.
Thanks so much, Jeannie. The interesting thing about the Nobel Peace Prize is he's never getting it. Just Mark, everybody take a note right now. It's 4:42 p.m. and 50 seconds on this October 13th Central Time. Maggie Dawn is saying this. Donald Trump is never getting the Nobel Peace Prize. No. And there's a lot of reasons for that, mostly because the Nobel Committee is basically free from bribery and corruption and influence peddling by Donald Trump. It's just never happening. Mark it down.
Right.
let's get into Qatar. Then I'm going to go back to the phones, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. If you want to be like Fred from Cottage Grove and be next up on the caller list, get in line now. So in Trump's first administration, he called Qatar a funder of terrorism at a very high level. Let's listen to Donald Trump talk about Qatar in 2017. Cut three.
The nation of Qatar, unfortunately, has historically been a funder of terrorism at a very high level. And in the wake of that conference, nations came together and spoke to me about confronting Qatar over its behavior.
Okay, so that's Donald Trump in 2017. Qatar has been a funder of terrorism at a very high level. Here is Trump today, specifically last week, talking about how great Qatar is. Cut six, please.
We are going to protect this country. We are going to protect this country. It's a very special place with a special royal family, and the head of the royal family is two heads of the royal family, really, if you think. Great, it's great people. And they're going to be protected by the United States of America.
Okay. And then this from Donald Trump's Secretary of Defense also last week. Cut four.
I'm also proud that today we're announcing or signing a letter of acceptance to build a Qatari Emiri Air Force facility at the Mountain Home Air Base in Idaho. The location will be host a contingent of Qatari F-15s. And pilots to enhance our combined training, increase lethality, interoperability. It's just another example of our partnership. And I hope you know, Your Excellency, that you can count on us.
Trump in 17, Qatar has been a funder of terrorism at a very high level. Trump last week, we're going to protect this country. It's a very special place. And Hegseth, you can count on us. Build a Qatari Air Force facility in Utah. This isn't a U.S. domestic airline that Qatar just got a contract to build. This is the Qatari military, a, quote, funder of terrorism at a very high level that's now going to have some of their Air Force in Utah? What? Excuse me, in Idaho. Thank you, Jacob.
Idaho.
Technical producer. What? Oh, my gosh. None of this makes any sense, Tom and listeners, until you know this. Back in May of this year, a brand new $5.5 billion beachside golf course and development is going in where it was approved, and it is now, I think they're about to break ground. Where is it, everybody? Together?
Qatar.
So Donald Trump gets a $5.5 billion beachside golf course and development in Qatar, and in exchange, a country that Donald Trump said in 2017 is a, quote, funder of terrorism at a very high level, end quote. They now get an Air Force base in, not Utah, folks, Idaho. My goodness.
But Maggie, you're surprised by this when this is strictly a real estate deal, which is what our president is very fond of doing.
Truly shocking. How long is, I think the Kushner cut is a little long. We're going to hold that until we get onto the other side. Fred from Cottage Grove is going to be the first up in our caller list to respond to this, ask whatever he wants to ask or comment on, because it is Sound Off Monday, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We do have time, just to remind everyone, Andrew Cuomo asked Eric Trump about these many, many conflicts of interest. And just like the president, vice president, every MAGA that I know, Mike Johnson, and everybody in between, Eric Trump refused to address the pay-to-play conflict of interest implications. Let's take a quick listen to this before we got to take care of some messages. Cut 40, if you will.
My question for you is, you know what the climate is.
Yeah.
Why would you put yourself in a situation where you get involved with crypto and have the UAE as one of your big customers, and then they get AI clearance for chips from the U.S. government? You know how that's going to look. You know what's going to happen.
That can't be a serious question. I mean,
but
Chris,
Eric, why put your family in the position? That's all.
It can't be a serious question. No, it's the question. It's the question about Qatar. It's the question about UAE. It's the question about Jared Kushner and running a new hedge fund for Saudi Arabia's sovereign wealth fund. These are all areas of the world. By the way, that UAE chip deal, that was, again, a pay-to-play. This is Donald Trump with the $2 billion stablecoin transaction over there. We're going to listen to what Jared Kushner has also said about Gaza and development when we come back on the other side. And we will be going back to the phone.